Let's give him some nourishment. He needs some wine. He needs a beer. Let's take him home and get him back in shape. I think I said last time, and I wrote on the board childish, and I said they use this word a lot, and it calls into question what is childish and what isn't. I think the context we were talking about that in was that they had come back with Wart injured, and the nurse had told them all to stop behaving in the childish manner they were, that there was serious stuff to consider, like Wart's injuries. And here, on the top of 154, feather beds and quarry indeed, a lot of childish nonsense. So this is Pellinore, and what is childish and what isn't? Is questing after some kind of, fictional beast, is that childish? He seems to be saying no. He's saying leading a normal life, sleeping in a feather bed and hunting boars. That's childish. That pursuing your dreams is not. Question to be asked. Well, we're going to need more education. The questing beast is all right again as we come to spring. And in a lot of literature, we see this reference to this kind of solar cycle. Some people think it's very important in the development of literature. Obviously, the solar cycle has something to do with celebration of Christian holidays, with the idea that spring stands for what? Birth, rebirth. If you think of Easter, even if you grew up like where I did, I even know that if you have two bunnies of the right gender, or the opposite genders, in 2 months you have 9 trillion bunnies. What other things do we have as symbols of Easter? Eggs? It's obviously a fertility rite holiday. It's all about birth, right? In Christianity, it's about death and birth, but of course, in Christianity, life is really death, and death is life. All right, so it's about birth or rebirth. So it's about birth. Summer is what? This is real simple, folks. Summer. What happens to corn in the summer? What happens to your lawns in the summer? Growth, all right? Fall?